Hey, let's talk about Janet, Janet Cunningham, Cunningham. If you're born in 66, how old are you? I'll tell you, you are. Old woman. Who has been placed on hospice with history of advanced ovarian cancer and seizures. Period. New paragraph. Patient has never had a history of seizure. Patient was hospitalized with seizure. MRI showed enhancing lesion. Diffuse edema suggestive of encephalopathy, reversible encephalopathy syndrome. Period. Subsequently became evident that the static disease, including involving the brain, causing patient seizure. Patient was started on Keppra. Patient also suffers from hypertension, status post immunotherapy for ovarian cancer. Period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. Patient has now become an ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, generalized weakness related to nausea, vomiting, not eating, protein, calorie malnutrition. And oncology consultation, that was per oncology consultation, patient was referred to hospice, period. Most recent CT of the abdomen showed large bowel obstruction, enterocolitis, mild bilateral hydronephrosis, all related to patient's cancer. Patient is not a candidate for any further radiation or chemotherapy and or nephrostomy tube, and subsequently has been placed on hospice. Patient is found to be short of breath, tachycardic, and requiring pain medications around the clock, period. Patient also is anemic with an H&H of 8 and 27. There's no plan to transfuse. Everything is going to be palliative care and to keep patient comfortable. Patient and family aware of her grave prognosis. And patient is expected to die within 6 months, hence is hospice appropriate. KPS score is KPS score is reported at just don't put the KPS score in there right now. Thank you.